Hope is a funny thing. It's meant to be a certainty that something good is going to happen, but all too often, hope is replaced by uncertainty, doubt, even fears. Then, hope becomes a bit of a hit and miss affair. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we chat about the sort of hope that Jesus died and rose again to bring you real hope. Australia is a land of extremes when it comes to climate. I mean, I remember a few years ago when we were going through one of the worst droughts on record. Farmers were selling down their livestock. Some of them even had to sell their homes. Suicide rates were up. There was this incredible impact on the economy, all because it just wouldn't rain. It must have been so incredibly tough for the farmers. Properties handed down through the generations. Every day the same thing. Bright, clear skies, not a rain cloud in sight. Standing in that dust bowl, thinking, yearning in their heart of hearts, I hope it rains soon. It's a funny thing, hope. I hope it rains. But what does that actually mean? Hope is a joyful and confident expectation that something good is going to happen. And when we lose hope, when we stop believing that that good thing is in fact going to happen, it's a tough thing. It's easy for the farmer whose property has turned into a dust bowl to lose hope. That's why suicide rates skyrocket amongst farmers during droughts. It's devastating to lose hope. Hope is the opposite of uncertainty. You know, when we hope in something, we just believe in our heart of hearts that it's going to happen. But when we don't have that hope anymore, it's a sad thing. When hope turns into uncertainty, that's really sad. Because hope is the opposite of uncertainty. At least, that's what it should be. Hope becomes a desperate thing instead of a certain thing. Hope is a fading thing rather than something that shines brightly. I remember a time in my life when I lost all hope that something good would happen. You know, it was such an incredibly dark place to be in. Hope is like a light in the middle of a storm. Uncertainty is this nagging fear, this sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. Uncertainty drains the life out of you. We all need to hope in something. We all do hope in something because without hope, we couldn't keep going. Without hope, there's no tomorrow. But what do we hope in? I have a small bundle of shares in a company listed on the stock exchange. And given the internet these days, I can watch how the share price goes up and down by the minute if I want. It's lovely to see the price go up a little bit, and it's disappointing when it slips a little. But if I put my hope in those shares, if I wrap my whole sense of financial security and future and depending on this little bundle of shares, well, I'd go nuts because the price goes up and down all the time. There could be a stock market crash tomorrow. Who or what do we put our hope in? It's important. Because that's where we get our confidence from. That's where we get our sense of stability, our optimism for the future. When life is going up and down like the share price in the stock exchange, if we put our hope in those things, then our sense of confidence and uncertainty is going to wax and wane. 2,000 years ago, an apostle called Peter writes a letter to some people who have been exiled through persecution. They've been dispersed. These were tough times. They're incredibly tough. These Christians were going through brutal persecution. This is what he writes in the first chapter of his letter, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. He says, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." What a strange thing to say to people who are being persecuted. But anyway, that's what he says. "In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade. It's kept in heaven for you. You who wait through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of that salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time, even though for a little while you've had to suffer some various trials." Strange thing. These people are in the middle of persecution and Peter says, "Praise be to God." Something we often don't feel like doing because when life's tough, when I'm down, when the drought continues, I just want to sink into this morose thing and complain and worry. But we can make a decision today. We can praise God in the middle of the drought. We can praise God in the middle of the exile. We can praise God in the middle of the difficult times because he's up to something good. We can't always see it. But actually, it's got nothing to do with whether or not the drought breaks. It's got nothing to do with whether our circumstances change. It's something much bigger than that. Look at what he writes. We're going to track our way through here. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. See, in the middle of these people's persecution, in the middle of their trials and their pressures, Peter's saying, it's not about what you're facing, it's about God's mercy. And you know something? God's given you a new start, a new birth, a fresh start in the middle of it all into a living hope. Not some hope that's faded, not some hope that will ever die, not some hope that waxes and wanes with the stock price or with what's going on around us. A living hope, a certain thing, something that doesn't ever fade or fail, because it's based on the resurrection of Jesus, a historical fact and reality. And that's going to happen to me one day. You believe in Jesus, that's going to happen to you one day, whether or not the drought breaks. Whether or not God changes the circumstances that we're facing at the moment, one day we will stand before him with a new body, with a new life, with an eternal life, because we have this inheritance that is being kept in heaven for us. It can never perish. It can never spoil. It can never fail. It's not like the stock price. It's not like waiting for the rain to come to break the drought. It's not like waiting for whatever it is in your life that's causing you uncertainty and fear to change. No, it's not like any of those things. It's an absolute certainty, something that we can put our confidence in. See, if we put our trust, if we put our hope, if we put our whole desire to the future in people, in things, those people and those things one day will fail us. One day they'll fall short. One day they won't be what we expect them to be. The only thing that's certain, the only thing that we know, the only person who will never fail us is God. We know that because of what he did for us on the cross through Jesus Christ. He has given us a new beginning into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, that can never spoil, that can never fade, that is being kept in heaven for you, who through faith are protected by God's power until that salvation happens. So on top of the fact that God has been merciful, on top of the fact that he gave us his son, on top of the fact that I know that I too will stand before God when I leave this earth, the fact that I know I'm going to have an eternal life, on top of all of that, we have God's protection. In the meantime, we are being protected by the power of God, even though we have to suffer some trials, even though we have to go through difficulties. I was with a man recently who was persecuted for his faith, who was locked up in jail, he was beaten, and yet he had a quiet confidence in his life. He had his hope placed in Christ. This man was living a confident life in uncertain times. And to do that, well, it depends on what you put your confidence in. If we put our confidence, if we put our hope in things that are going to fail us, we are going to live an uncertain life. But if in the middle of all those uncertainties, if in the middle of all those trials, if in the middle of the fears and the adversities of life, we put our confidence in Jesus Christ, he will never fail. So they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.